With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A FEMA employee is out of a job after ordering a disaster relief team to skip homes with Trump yard signs in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell called it reprehensible, saying the employee involved was fired, and the incident was referred to the Office of Special Counsel. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also ordered a full state investigation. A major powwow is coming up Wednesday morning at the White House. Shelley Adler has more.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, Indonesia is watching an active volcano.
Indonesia's Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano is spewing towering columns of hot ash high into the air on Saturday, days after a huge eruption killed nine people and injured dozens of others. Villager Batin Agnes tells the AP, "We ran among the falling sand and rocks. Smoke and fire continued to glow." The island's Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation says volcanic materials, including smoldering rocks, lava, and hot thumb-sized fragments of gravel and ash, were thrown up 5 miles into the air from the crater on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake shakes eastern Cuba following hurricanes and blackouts. Just 4 days ago, Category 3 Hurricane Rafael ripped through western Cuba. This is SRN News. More trouble for the Church of England, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican Communion has threatened to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannel-Felser, president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is a momentous victory for life and for our entire country. This is SRN News. President Trump has a list of priorities for his first day in office.
Former president and president-elect Donald Trump has ambitious plans for his first day in office, some revealed on the campaign trail. His list includes starting mass deportations of migrants.
I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
And Trump proclaimed on Truth Social he will issue an executive order to stop the future children of those in the country without authorization from automatically becoming U.S. citizens. And he's vowed to fix the economy.
We can soon have soaring incomes, skyrocketing wealth, millions and millions of new jobs.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington State, the suspect in Friday's mass stabbing in Seattle's Chinatown district is being held on $2 million bail. Witnesses say the man walked up to victims and stabbed them in the back, neck, and face. More details at SRNnews.com.